Chapter 8. Learn to look on the bright side. Dear Prawn, Optimism means looking onto the bright side, searching for a nice angle or positive attributions of the person you are angry with and is the subject of your anger. The person you are angry with may not be all that bad. Maybe what you resent may not be justified, or he may be naturally good person. But the anger clouds your eyes, so you overlook his good side. Whenever you feel anger smiling in your heart, I ask you to close your eyes and think of the person with whom you feel offended. Ask yourself what good qualities he has and how many flavors he has done for you. Constantly think of his goodness and virtues, and your anger will gradually subside. Like a cube of ice, which when you take it out of the refrigerator and leave it at the room temperature, it will slowly melt away. You must learn to shift some of the ice of your anger from the refrigerator when you feel a surge of anger. Do not let the ice of anger form for too long, or it will cause immense harm. If you have read some old chronicles, you may have stumbled upon certain instance whenever a general was found guilty and sentenced to death according to the martial law. Usually, there was a minister or chancellor who came out to plead for a loyal pardon on behalf of the general. Among the major reasons cited as ground for granted a pardon, the king was reminded to think of the past merits of this general and use them to erase the present guilt that had provoked the king's anger. Through this optimistic view of taking into consideration past merits, the king's anger was able to be assuaged. Instead of losing a permanent general, which is a rare asset of wartime, he gained a twofold benefit. Firstly, he had his old general to lead the army, as before, and it would be a sure thing that, once pardoned, the general would feel an immense depth of gratitude and pay back with a service of immense loyalty. And secondly, he would not be criticized for killing the working cattle after the harvest, killing the general after the battle. Sometimes, when you start to get angry at someone, just use this method of viewing the person optimistically and seeing his past merit, and it will calm your anger quickly. Try this method. I have tried myself, and I find it rather easy and very effective. By the way, the fact that you go around fuming and frustrated by this other individual so as to make you mentally distressed may be because you are a perfectionist. You are inclined to have excessive expectations of everyone around you. Such thinking is reserved for callow people. You are without real knowledge and understanding of the world and life as it is. It will only lead you to narrow-mindedness and indignation that will drag you down into the hole of suffering from your own doing. I would like to ask you to try thinking about the law that governs the real world. Who in this world is so perfect as to be without flaws, or so bad as to be without virtues? If you look around you, you will find the undeniable truth that every human being has his share of good and bad, incorporated in a mixture within him. his bad side. Which caused your anger? You should forget or try to overlook. Choose to look at his good side. Which should be enough to cheer you up. Here, I would like to cite a Buddhist proverb in case you accuse me of presuming the Buddha's teaching, when he never say anything about optimism as a mean of dealing with anger. Keep this proverb in mind, and it will relieve you of your anger at someone who is not up to your standards. It is indeed rare to find a perfect person. If the apple in your hand is partially bruised by impact during shipment, instead of throwing it away, you should slice off the bruised part and choose to eat only what's good that is left, which is still a lot. Only then, when you cherish the sweet, crisp, and delicious taste of the apple in your hand, without learning to look on the bright side, when you see a little bruise on the apple, you may throw the whole apple away. Before ending this letter, I would like to summarize the art of optimistic view with a short but poignant poem by Brother F. Hillier. Two people peep through the holes in the wall. One sees a bog everywhere, yet the other, who is more perspicuous, see stars twinkling. I hope that whenever you're angry, you have enough sense to see the stars twinkling in the bog. Your teacher.